Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To comprehend now, but that band was so popular when we did that contest on the old station that you can understand why someone would be willing to consume gallstones in order to get tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
No. I don't believe it.
Nope.
It was probably like 1993 or 94 or somewhere along those lines.
What did the losers offer to eat? Like, what were some of the other suggestions?
You mean the finalists in the contest?
How many finalists were there?
There were three finalists, three concepts that were finalists for what would you do for Guns N' Roses tickets. I mentioned the guy who was willing to consume my gallstones after I had my gallbladder out. I mentioned that because Santo, Courtney's fiance, is having his gallbladder out. The other finalists were a brother and a sister, confirmed by driver's license, who were willing to make out with tongue for
what?
For at least 10 minutes.
Who used to listen to your show?
Guns N' Roses, man. They were big.
They were huge. I am obsessed with a few singers, and I would not do any of them. I mean, I don't have siblings.
You would probably
eat gallstones for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you'd do it for Taylor Swift.
I feel like eating somebody else's gallstones would be really detrimental to your health.
Courtney, I just got a text from Spaz saying he will eat Santo's gallstones if it means he can get Ken's shot.
So that was, and then the other one was a gentleman, a fine gentleman, who allowed me to dip spit for the entire show in a Pepsi bottle and then drank the entire remains. Wow.
Dale here.
They were huge.
I had a friend once. We were at a party. It was like my freshman year of college.
Guarantee you that she accidentally drank somebody's dip spit, right?
Immediately threw up.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Happened one Thanksgiving at my home. Oh. And it did not go well because it was Mrs. Hill who accidentally drank the dip spit.
Have you ever accidentally had a what you thought was orange juice but had half gin in it?
No.
I woke up one morning and I didn't realize I was like pouring that into the cup. Holy cow. That burned like you read about.
I vomited.
The good old days.
Those are the good old days when you could do anything in radio.
November Rain was huge now. Talking about a band that was.
They were a big band.
I wonder
where
those people are now.
Well, they're probably
getting ready for the
concert. They're probably in the Senate.
I was going to say they're probably professors at Harvard University or
making
something.
Making out with your sibling with tongue. That
for
is...
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes?
It had to be 10 minutes.
To see Axel and Slash?
God knows where that tongue is, Ben.
Yeah, they must have a very weird relationship. Yeah.
What would you do for Taylor Swift? See?
Two chicks at the same time.
You're thinking about it. Well, you're thinking about it. Gallstones?
Definitely not.
Put a little bit of hot sauce on them.
Gross.
I hope those people were vaxxed before they did that, Ken. I hope they both.
I know
it
wouldn't fly now.
Maybe they were patient zero.
Sounds like a spaz segment too. That's why you got to get this guy back.
We can't. He's not. He cannot replace Ken. No.
He should at least get a tryout.
I don't. Why don't you go and advocate for him?
I am advocating for him right now.
Why don't you go to management higher than
Ken? No? I'm advocating for Spaz. He's management.
I went to higher management and I was rebuffed on that front. You guys have to step up and make a case for Spaz. Not to me.
I'll step up too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he is talented. We'll never hear from Debbie again. You know, isn't there a guy named Numbnuts? I mean, think about all.
I mean, he's good at street.
I mean, what a great case
his
you
content
made.
He's good at street audio.
Yeah, yeah but he really is. He gets a lot. And the stuff he puts together. He put together a cool little Patriots thing we had that one time.
Like a rejoin or something? Oh, no,
it was like a Patriots audio.
Oh, like a highlight? Yeah. He's good.
It's called a montage.
Did he do the Bill Belichick wind?
Mm-hmm, he did the wind.
He did.
He
did.
And we still use that.
Yeah.
And he was great during the co-host search. Right. He was at that dinner that we all had.
Mm-hmm.
And his audio wasn't great from that.
I mean, he's funny on the air to his stories. The fact that his wife, mm-hmm. you know.
You're making almost too good of a case for him here.
Had sex with
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett, yeah. And he's better than Curtis, too. So, I mean, Jesus.
Woo.
That's what I'd say.
Shots fired.
I'm
goop,
just saying.
Goop.
I'm giving my opinion. Don't get all upset about it.
Whoa.
I could CTE that coming.
No.
Woo. Shots fired. Boop, boop.
No one's saying you're bad, Curtis. We're just saying Spaz is better.
Speaking of that, Courtney, you're taking the day off tomorrow.
I unfortunately do. This has been on the books for a bit.
Uh-huh.
We do have to go to South Carolina mm-hmm. to meet and actually plan our wedding. It mm-hmm. will be a one and done. We're going down once before the wedding.
I see.
We will be...
you can't do that virtually? I mean, we have a Supreme Court justice who is zooming herself into ongoing trials because she is concerned about COVID. You can't plan your wedding virtually?
Unfortunately, we have to actually taste food, and I am getting my hair and makeup trial done and meeting with our florist.
So what are you tasting food? Is it the chef?
Yes.
So you might have another chef that you want to go with?
No. There's a ton of options, but you don't go with all of the... We're picking what the meal choices will be.
Why don't you just pick it off a menu?
Right. We did, but you also want to taste... This is very common.
I mean, is this place
oh my
not...
Oh, God.
Is this place not... like, is it not a four-star... I would assume it's like a four-star resort or something.
Yeah.
Right.
So, are you not comfortable with the chef and preparing his food?
No,
Greg, you didn't pick the menu for your wedding? You have to go and taste it.
Yeah, but usually
but
it's
take a
the
day
menu.
Off.
Okay, that's fair.
But you don't taste the food, right?
I got married at Fenway Park.
Oh, that's pretty
you did?
That's, yeah.
Cool. That's cool. That's really cool.
In the six, remember the old 600 Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got special dispensation.
So what if you don't
there.
Like the
did
food?
Did you leave early like a Sox game?
Then we asked to try something else.
What?
If we don't like the food, then we try something else.
Well, no, but can't you just do it virtually, like pick from a menu and
we
say,
we did pick from the menu
what
we want to try.
Chicken or beef? That's what they are every wedding.
No, there's
chicken
lobster. There's different
lobster.
Types
you know
of
how
fish.
Lobster tastes?
Different types of fish and how they're prepared.
Yeah, but
this
can't
is
you
like,
only
this
have
is,
one,
you
though?
Guys are, this is so common that it's like, it
By
is
the
also
way,
a very fun part of
and,
wedding
and
planning.
Courtney,
like,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to tolerate this from Greg, who was just in the Bahamas around the Patriots playoff game.
I needed to recharge my batteries.
That's perfectly fine. Just don't throw stones, my friend.
And I tried to fly out tomorrow, but there are unfortunately not that many flights there in the winter. So we had to fly out today.
Curtis, can I get a ruling on something?
Sure.
I love the Bahamas. I loved Atlantis. I went there with Brees and his friends, some of my friends. And I found out while we were there that Brees' senior trip for Bentley University in May is back at the Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
Would it be inappropriate for me to go on that?
Nope. They need a chaperone,
okay,
I'm sure.
All right. I'm just asking. Would that be okay if I tagged along?
I think it would be great.
Okay.
Did he invite you?
I mean, I get invited as long as I pay for everything. I mean, it seems like an equal trade.
You're going to be a hit at the wet T-shirt contest with that white shirt.
Let me tell you something. If my dad paid for everything, he'd be more than welcome to come anywhere.
Right?
Right.
Right.
I mean, even if he showed up to a birthday or something, you know what I mean? But to think that, hey, keep going.
Yeah. Is your dad still alive?
No.
He's not alive.
No, he's not alive.
He's not alive.
Yeah, he's not.
But he wasn't really in your life.
He was not. No, I couldn't pick him out in the lineup.
You really?
Nope.
Did you ever meet him?
No. Mm-mm. Huh. I talked to him like 3 times. I was like, yo.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Like he would call or something?
He said he was going to send me a puck when I was 12 years old. I'm still waiting for it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, I was a big hockey kid.
Wiggy, you overcame a ton, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Yes, you did.
So
he called up. This is like a Lifetime movie.
Yes.
So he called up and he said, I'm going to send you a hockey puck.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, for my 12th birthday.
Jermaine?
Yep. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, and then you ran out to the mailbox every single day and it wasn't there?
No puck.
That's evil. Why would you do that?
And then we moved on.
What were the other calls about?
That was it.
Did he call you once you made it to the NFL?
Yeah, I talked to him once when I was like 12 and then maybe when I was in my mid to late 20s.
Right.
And that was about it. And then he was like,
He's like, hey, big game this weekend. Love to go to it.
Now, he wanted to, like, kind of, reconcile when I was in my 20s. But at that point, I was like, bro, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I don't have time for
that. Yeah, I'm good. And then, a few years later, he died. So I'm like,
and your mom gave you all the love you needed.
Yeah. I wasn't tripping about it. I was like a lot of kids in the city. There were a ton of us that didn't have no fathers. This was no big deal to us.
Well, but you're a great dad to your kids, my friend.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, I feel awful because there are many people who would have been able to get you a signed puck when you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
Dale here.
I don't want to speculate.
Did you go to the funeral or no?
No. I didn't know the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
And then some psychic head said, oh, yeah, there's some guy, there was a psychic who came. Those people's little medium. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, now he wants to talk when he's dead. I'm like, where was he when he was alive? I'm like, Jesus.
I'm shocked that he didn't, try and connect after, you guys won the Super Bowl. I could picture someone like that just trying to reconvene.
Yeah, it was right around that time.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was right around that time. But I kind of, shut it down.
Right, you were who you were by then.
Yeah, at that point, I was like, bro, I'm good.
Obscure reference from a 978 texter, just like Bobby Boucher's dad.
Great. Yeah. Almost identical.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bayou Bowl.
That makes me sad, Wiggy. But
no,
honestly,
don't let it. No,
I'm
because
really,
I wasn't
I'm
sad about
like,
it.
Amazingly. No, I know. But I'm amazingly. Like, think about what you have become.
Uh-huh.
And the disadvantage that was. And that's like.
And how good of a daddy he is.
But that was part of a lot of kids' lives. So for me, it was like. No, there was no going on Oprah crying about it. It was just the nature of the beast. That's, a lot of kids who grew up with, single parents. Some kids grew up without neither one of their parents. My dad, I was just one of those people.
Your kids are very lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It ain't hard being a dad. It ain't that hard.
Oh, see, Curtis?
Yeah, it ain't that hard.
I'm already sweating.
Now, coming up shortly, we'll get the weather from somebody who is lucky to have the dad that they have because he still pays for everything.
I'd take Curtis's dad in a minute.
But before that, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Your home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy at northeastmenshealth.com. On this Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury, 8:30. Andrew Raycroft, 11:10 with Gresham Keefe and Greg. He will be in for Coco tomorrow. So it's a Razor Friday.
All right.
With Wiggy.
With Wiggy. So we get Wiggy and Razor on the same show. We normally get Razor filling in for Wiggy.
Yeah. Some hockey guys. Yeah. I've done maybe one or two shows. I think we did one show at Razor one day.
He's awesome.
Now, Ken, I think you had tried to book Brittany to fill in for Courtney. What happened there?
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Okay.
She's planning a wedding as well.
She is.
Yes.
And she's trying to get to the bottom of the George Floyd case.
Like Smash, she was number one on my big board at one point in time.
But Coco's not as threatened by Brittany. It's something about Kendra that just sets her off. It is personal with Kendra.
See, he keeps going back to it. And now you can't say anything.
But
he's
don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with
that. Maybe somebody wasn't nice off air.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh.
instincts were correct.
Be careful.
I didn't know that.
I'm not. Hey, listen, and that's why I haven't said anything because
right.
I am very happy
class.
For her.
Right.
And
you have class.
No, it's not even that. I'm happy with how things worked out, and I'm happy that things are working out for her as well. I have no ill will.
Be careful. You're putting up the bat signal for creepo Michael is going to be like, ooh. Courtney and Kendra. No.
Celtics had a problem last night with the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball triple-double. Terry Rozier, 28-10, 5 threes in the second half, and Jason Tatum couldn't shoot. 4 points in the second half from Tatum, that is all. 3 for 23 from Treyland in his last 4 games combined.
Mm, yeah. And you know, I was watching the game last night, I said the perfect fit would be LaMelo with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown because they need somebody who can create and get them open.
Well, you said that months ago.
Well, I wanted the other brother, Lonzo.
You wanted
Lonzo. But just watching LaMelo and the style of way he plays, where he's looking to pass first, then shoot, that's what they need as a point guard to allow, because neither one of those guys are good creating for other people.
Do you think that Lonzo and LaMelo kind of wish now that their dad was sort of like Wiggy's and just leave them
alone?
Hell
no. Hell no. I bet they listen, the reason why they are where they are is because of their dad.
They've made a lot of money off
so
of
give
what their dad's done.
Give LaVar Ball a lot of credit. Besides LiAngelo, who's, you know, he's playing in the G League. I mean, he basically called it for his kids.
Oh, you making me sure?
Okay. Give him credit, though,
Didn't they have a little bit of a reality show on Facebook?
Yeah. And he was like, the one thing about him, he was on their asses. Like, it was no playing around. Yeah. And good for him.
Well, the Seas are back to 500. Dead even at 500. They got Portland tomorrow. But here's Ime Udoka discussing the up and downs of the season.
Our team in general and certain players, it's been a night-to-night thing. You know, some nights they're shooting a regular or a hot streak, and then some nights they have some off ones. So I don't think Jason's a guy you have to really worry about thinking about it too much. He comes out and takes the right shots.
Didn't go down last night. Woj reporting, by the way, that Tatum, Brown, and Robert Williams will not be traded this year. They are exploring, however, trades for everybody else, including Marcus Smart. Bruins and Ovechkin and the Capitals tonight. Linus Allmark gets the start in net. Nick Foligno could be back. NHL announced all these new dates. Revamped schedule, Hill, man. 9 Bruins games, 7 of them that were postponed due to COVID. All reworked. 5 of them will be played in February during that Olympic break, which is now open for business. So
do they have a number one goaltender? I'm guessing not. I mean, so you're just going to bounce back and forth. I mean, Tuca puts up a bit of a stinky egg the other night. And so then you go to Linus for the Capitals.
Tuca's
your
number one.
On a roll.
Yeah, Tuca's your number one goalie.
He is? Well, then you should get him back in there and give him a chance to redeem himself.
Why? You don't think, you know, I think the reason why you signed him and brought him back was to be the number one goalie, right? Why else would you bring back a...
He's making $4 million less than the other
goalie. No, I understand that, but he's a Vezina winner. He's a huge part of kind of a couple of Stanley Cup opportunities that you had. You bring this guy back. Well,
we can ask Mike Milbury about this, but you're basically platooning goaltenders. And I'm assuming that's based on performance. It can only be based on the performance the other night. I mean, Tuca's rusty.
Right.
So wouldn't you want him to get back in there and play tonight?
I would.
I would too.
Ken?
But
wouldn't you expect that?
Maybe he's a little bit shaken by that. Maybe you need to give him a little
shaken. Yeah. The guy's been in the NHL for 10 years.
But he got no warm-ups, though. He got no warm-up games. He just got thrown right in. I like it. Go back to Linus. Okay. Get some stability. Curtis has your weather from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center.
Currently 36 degrees and raining in Boston. Expected to turn over to snow about an inch or two in and around the city this afternoon.
And, Gregor, we're going to get to that documentary news at some point, right?
Yes.
Very
next.
Shocking.
We'll do that next.
Okay. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let that breathe. You gotta let that breathe, Ken. Great choice, by the way. Why, though?
Paul Stanley's birthday today of Kiss, and it is Jinx territory, my friend.
74.
7-0. Seven, the big 7-0 today. It's amazing.
Paul Stanley. Wow. That's a good Kiss tune. Mm-hmm. Some Kiss tunes are sketchy, but that's a good Kiss tune. Nice work, Ken. This is, it's Lady Jade from Twitch. By the way, you can watch this program on Twitch. Just follow WEEI. I will say nothing more about that. Hello, Lady Jade.
Good job.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening?
I have a really quick question for you, Greg.
Yes.
With the whole new search coming up on Monday, I'm very excited, as you can imagine.
Nationwide search for the replacement of Ken Laird? Yes.
Will you be helping KP Peach and I with hair dye for the grays we may be getting?
I will tell you this. In fact, I believe we're having a brief meeting after the show. I may remove myself entirely from the producer search and leave it in the capable hands of Dwayne Wiggins.
All right.
Wow, I like it.
Spaz, you'll be back in on Monday.
This looks like a setup, Wiggy. I don't know what to believe here.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I'm not buying it. Answer shows deception.
So this will not go very long. This is at the behest and the direction of Ken Laird, Lady Jade. So unlike the co-host search, which took months, this will not go long. What do you want, a week, Ken?
What do you mean?
How long? Like how
you
long?
Said a month.
A month?
It'll take us a month. Yeah, if we're going to give a producer a couple days, I think. Not just a one-day shot, right?
Oh, God, this sounds awful.
I mean, we have 7 or 8 internal candidates, let alone the external ones.
Right,
yeah.
And are you going to stay on the show through that process?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Oh. And so they'll so like each producer,
of course, yes.
Each producer will
as needed.
Each, I'll be 30,000 feet.
Each producer will get a couple days back.
I've got
to
an
back.
Idea for a whole new morning show, by the way. So just keep your yap shut over there.
Oh really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have a gallbladder coming.
Man, I don't know if you read my contract or not, but
more
than welcome. More than welcome. Boop. More than welcome to pay me out for a few years if you'd like.
Penis pumps.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just go to the Bahamas. Yes, Lady J, to answer your question, I guess maybe a month. Would it be a month? You think it's a month?
I think a month, yes.
Okay.
Right. I would say a month.
Yeah, I'm going to say a month.
All right. Now, speaking of contracts and people being included in things and such, how is it possible, Wiggy, that there is a new 30 for 30 coming.
Right.
And you were not included.
I don't know, man. That one's a mind blower.
Have you seen the announcement?
I've seen the trailer for it. Yeah, I seen the trailer for this probably about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago.
I mean, you're talking about a moment that you were intimately involved with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would think the snow game, everybody remembers it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a record until Dion Branch broke it a few years later. And yet, Brady is on the couch grab-assing with Charles Woodson. Should be me he's grab-assing with.
Right here, the game's over. It's over.
This is a bad moment for me.
Lost the football. It's on the ground.
That looks like the face of defeat right there.
Yeah.
That'll be an automatic review.
I mean, there was no doubt in my mind.
It's a horrible rule.
The stupid rule.
That was the rule.
No, that's a fumble. No.
Wow, that really just happened.
If you can't overcome it, maybe you don't really deserve to be a championship team anyway.
The Super Bowls all happened because it wasn't a fumble.
It was a fumble. I'll never believe anything different.
You're damn right I'm mad about that.
That call really changed the trajectory of, like, our whole world.
No one would have ever heard of Tom if it wasn't for that night.
He had a tuck rule. Never happened. A lot of people would look back and think, well, what if?
If I wasn't so important in the snow, who knows where this Patriots franchise would be?
That's what you would have said?
Yeah.
Why would you have said it in that, with that particular voice?
I don't know. It just felt like the moon.
Greg, I have an honest question. And I
should do my own little drops in there, right?
Yes, Curtis, honest question.
I know this is going to sound kind of odd coming from me, but have you reached the oversaturation point with Brady documentaries?
Yes.
Have you, Ken?
Oh, my God.
I think I will watch this because it's that game. But maybe, I don't know, it's a good question.
I am officially, I love the man, it's well documented. I have no interest in this.
Yeah. So you're done.
I've seen, I mean, it's been documented a million times. It's like enough about these games. Like, Tom, you can just play now. Like, you don't have to sit down and talk to every production crew that wants to put a documentary together.
But if Wiggy was in it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Have you checked, like, your spam folder, like, all emails?
I mean, no, he would just text me, like, you know. I mean, they got Brewski in there. They got Lincoln Kennedy in there.
By the way, the Raiders, especially Charles Woodson, that continue to bitch like the game was decided in that moment. There were two or three fourth down plays. There was the 48-yard field goal by Adam Vinatieri.
Right.
They were fourth and one,
the
Raiders. They handed it to their fullback. He got stuffed.
Right.
Gave the Patriots. There was at least 10 chances for that Raiders team.
Like Teddy said.
To win that game. And that rule went against the Patriots earlier that season against the Jets.
Yep.
Maybe Tom Brady said no Wiggy.
Mm.
Ooh. Well, he has been killing him.
Well, I know.
Listen, Brady would know better not to go that way.
Maybe they said, Tom, we want you to do this. We're doing 30 for 30 on the tuck rule or the tuck rule game.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to pick who gets in it. And he said, everybody but Wiggy.
Yeah, he actually said, let me get Aaron Hernandez. No. I was like, I don't even think he's around.
I think they would say, well, the biggest performer of that night, we'd have to put him in this one. So
I don't know.
I think it's just one of those things.
This is Rob from Naples, Florida. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to Wiggy for his birthday. I know it's a little late, but it was the 20th anniversary of the snow game yesterday, and that was like the start of the dynasty. It was amazing. I saw some highlights of it online, and I forgot how great it was. But number 85, getting it done.
Getting it done. Should have been on 30 for 30.
We talked about it yesterday. There's a really nice piece in the Lawrence Eagle Tribune about Wiggy and about that moment.
Right.
And about how it set him on the current path to media stardom that he is now on.
And
he is a star.
And being the greatest athlete to ever come out of Boston, which there was an interesting story. My wife was at your favorite place yesterday.
What place is that?
Davio's in the Seaport. She was with Jackie T, the mayor of the Seaport.
I love Jackie, mayor of the Seaport.
So she's at this restaurant, and she's like, there's some guy here saying he's the real, you know, star of Boston, the greatest. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, whatever. And she's like, yeah, he keeps saying that, you know, he's the reason. And she's like,
Dale here.
Yeah, right. She goes, he's such a nice guy, though. Uh-huh. But she goes, people come up to me all the time and say, oh, yeah, I knew your husband when he played in high school. I was a better athlete, blah, blah, blah. So she FaceTimes me. And so I pick up the phone, and she's like, yeah, there's a guy here who wants to say he's the real greatest athlete to come out of Boston. And it's Mike Arruzzioni.
Oh, it's Mike Arruzzioni.
Yes. And my wife had no idea. And then later on that night, I'm like, do you not realize who you were sitting with?
What kind of hanky-panky is going on that Mrs. Wiggins is having a late lunch with
Mike
Arruzzioni?
Do you believe in miracles?
What was going on there?
She was out there.
How long was she there for?
She was there for a minute.
Why'd she spend the night?
Hours?
I'd say a couple hours.
What?
Greg wasn't there at all? Yeah.
Jackie.
I was not I may have been there last night at Tavio's.
Jackie T, Mike Arruzzioni. There was a couple other guys at the table. And she didn't realize it till she was like, who is this?
Jeez.
I'm like, don't you remember,
you got to get control of your household.
No. She's a
What is going on here?
My wife is extreme.
She's a lady who lunches?
She's a lady who lunches. She's a very people-friendly person.
She is. She's the best.
And she's a ride or die, so Wiggy has nothing to worry about.
And
why'd she wear his gold medal home?
Right. Right. She goes, you keep saying his gold medal is better than your Super Bowl ring. So, and my
son's about to go down.
My youngest son loves the movie Miracle and played hockey, and then I guess she must have been talking to him, and supposedly he's going to send her an autographed jersey, which was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Can we have Wiggy recreate the Herb Brooks speech before that game?
This is our time! Wiggy going, this is our time!
You
pretty good
earned.
Movie, though. Yeah. Miracle's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. We shut them down!
It's a pretty good movie when it comes to sports movies.
But and I had kind of told her, I said, that's probably maybe one of the greatest, victories in sports history of a team that nobody expected to do.
Yes.
And she was like, had no clue.
No idea who he was. Yes.
Yeah, she was like, he's such a nice guy.
All right, we have got to get to this.
It's time for...
Well, I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday, and there's a sunroom off the kitchen.
The news.
Wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Marianne, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What the f*** is that?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Yeah, because I was confused whether it makes it bigger forever or just... when you use it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, if you missed it during the 6 o'clock hour, it's official. Attorney General Mara Healey is running for governor. Her campaign website went live this morning.
She has to be the odds-on favorite.
I would guess. Yes. Huh. Here is one Democratic political analyst, Marianne Marsh.
Mara Healey is very popular with suburban women. She's the likely next governor of Massachusetts.
All right.
Marianne, there's another Marianne for you guys. I know you guys like to talk about that name.
All right.
She's popular with suburban women.
She would be the first female governor to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Because Jane Swift was a fill-in.
Correct.
So, all right. So we would have, potentially, we have the first female mayor of the city of Boston, and with Kim Janey, and then now with Michelle Wu, and we would have the first female governor of the
Girls
state.
Run the world.
Would that be like a historic thing? Has that ever happened before in a major city where...
I don't think so.
The governor is a female, and the mayor of that major city
It probably has, but it hasn't been that common. So
it's a well-known fact. Men are white more than women.
All right.
And on the eve of his first anniversary in the White House, President Joe Biden had a two-hour news conference and reflected on a year full of triumphs and challenges. Would you like to hear some of that?
Sure. Of course.
I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. I have not been out in the community nearly enough. I don't get a chance to look people in the eye because of both COVID and things that are happening in Washington.
Naps, and also because of naps. It's tough to get out there when you have to nap every day at 3 p.m.
And I just looked up Kansas as a female governor, and the capital of Kansas is?
Wiggy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe the president said it. Well, the former president said it one time. I believe.
Capital of Kansas. Well, let me see. Man. Jesus.
Three, two.
I'm drawing a blank.
Topeka, Kansas. Topeka. Okay. And Michelle De La Isla is the mayor of Topeka. So at least Kansas, I'm doing some more research.
Right.
And Biden also shrugged off a Newsmax reporter's question about a recent poll that shows that many Americans are questioning whether he is mentally sharp enough to be president. Here's Newsmax White House reporter James Rosen and President Biden.
I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, thank you. The question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
That guy, would you guess that man is still allowed anywhere near the White House, that Newsmax report?
He's been moved to Topeka.
Is that an appropriate question in your mind?
Given what has been asked of presidents in recent history, I would say it's right. More than...
it is?
Of course.
Yeah.
You're the president of the United States. You can be asked questions.
Right.
You know who works at Newsmax now?
Who?
Alex Kramer, old Bruins ringside reporter.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Workers at a California bagel shop quit their jobs in protest. We should do this for Spaz. After a beloved manager was fired, and a video on social media documented the walkout, and it's gone viral. It's a 10-second TikTok video. It's gathered millions of views. Mm-hmm. 16 workers in total walked off the job at Noah's New York Bagels protesting.
It's pronounced Bagel. go ahead. Yes.
So they're protesting the firing of their manager, Bree Kowalski.
Okay.
Here is Bree Kowalski.
To them, I love you all so much. This was absolutely not expected, but I am so grateful for every one of their, you know, support and for having my back and having each other's backs too.
What was was she giving away extra cream cheese or
what happened? She was suspended due to a complaint and then fired without proper notification. Say exactly what the complaint was for, but Kowalski says that there was no customer complaint. That's possible?
Employee complaints?
That's what I would guess.
They stood up for her.
Yep.
Ken wants us to take a break. I could tell because he's signaling like a madman in there. We'll get to the rest of the news next. That includes the dumbest of the day up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Talking about stealing the show, no one would know. Talking about stealing the show, and they're all letting go. Take a look at the witch, see the twitch in her eye. Tell me, what does she feel? Is this the way?
Back to the news with Courtney. Although I may need a ruling from the new operations manager here at WEEI. There's a texter who doesn't like the commercial break in the middle of the news segment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I particularly like it.
You do?
I think it breaks it up.
Uh-huh.
Ratings will tell the tale.
I see.
Oh, so, breaks it up. So you think too much cocoa in one sitting is a lot?
Classic Ken.
There is some more bad news this morning, apparently, for Alec Baldwin.
There sure is. Yeah. So this story is kind of confusing because Alec Baldwin donated to Riley McCollum, who is a fallen soldier from that suicide bombing in Afghanistan over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
He donated $5,000 to a tribute to a fallen soldier was the name of, I don't know if it was a GoFundMe or what it was, but he donated $5,000 towards that. Now, Riley McCollum's family is suing Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because he took to his Instagram account to call the family insurrectionists.
What? Why? Why would
because the sister was at a pro-Trump rally of sorts.
Okay.
On January 3rd, he shared this throwback photo from the anniversary of the riot.
I see. So he thought that the photo was from the insurrection.
Correct.
And then he shared that on his social media.
Correct. He said, are you the same woman that I sent the money to for your sister's husband who was killed during the Afghanistan exit?
Uh-huh.
The family is now saying that he...
So he was basically bullying them on social media.
Correct.
And now they're suing. Mm. Well, they probably should.
They're suing him.
Yeah.
What would you expect?
A million? 2 million? I don't know what the... I'm guessing the woman
would
probably...
Do you have a number?
$50 million.
You are closer than Greg. Uh-huh. $25 million defamation lawsuit.
But it is defamation of character if he misidentified them.
That is true.
Why would he go after the family of a fallen soldier?
It's Alec Baldwin. He's off his rocker right now.
Yeah, I mean, why do bad things happen to bad people?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, another lawsuit that he's going to have to deal with.
Correct.
Okay. Isn't it amazing that people actually talk about him? Like, why don't more Americans empathize with Alec Baldwin for his role? He didn't want to kill this woman. It's like he's lived a life without empathy. And now you're sitting here after this and you want people to empathize for you.
Yeah. Well, you're basically calling somebody out on your Instagram and identifying them as an insurrectionist without any information about whether they actually are or not. And these people were not.
And bringing up the fact that you donated money to them. The whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah. Okay.
A New Hampshire man is being held behind bars after police say he pulled out a loaded gun and threatened patrons and staffers at a pub in Exeter last week.
Mm.
So Ricky A. Gagne, 49, he's from East Kingston. He was arraigned Tuesday in Rockingham Superior Court on charges including 4 counts of criminal threatening with a deadly weapon.
What was he upset about?
So officers responded to a report. They said that he went into Shooter's Pub, interesting name for this to all go down, on January 14th. He was looking for his credit card, and then laughter broke out among the people sitting at the bar.
Oh, boy. Oh,
he apparently walked out of the pub, retrieved a black pistol, loaded it, and pointed it at people inside.
Right.
Here's owner of Shooter's Pub, Robert Ficarra.
He was told, we don't take cards. We don't think that you lost it here. And he took exception to the fact that we were telling him he was wrong. The employee heard what he thought was the cocking of a gun and decided that he wasn't going to wait around to find out for sure. And he went after the guy, and he grabbed the guy's wrist, and the gun fell to the ground, and then he made sure that that guy fell to the ground.
Hmm. That is Thank terrifying. Goodness.
You got to be careful in New Hampshire, though, because everybody got guns. Well, is, pull out a gun in the true. Wrong spot, yes, you can be like, oh, wait a second. Yes. Let me reevaluate this. Yes, yes. Put this gun away. Yeah. So you haven't seen my credit card. Right?
Yes. Does yep. Talina bring a gun to Davio's when you're not around?
Remember the saying, Curtis, I'd rather get caught with it than without it.
Amen.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
You name it. Whoa.
That's good advice.
That is
good advice.
Britney Spears' lawyer, have you guys been following this? Because Jamie Lynn Spears mm-hmm. is on one. Oh, she yeah. is doing a little bit of a publicity tour to promote her new book,
oh, yeah.
which is called Things I Should Have Said. Mm-hmm. This has been an ongoing story. The book is being talked about, whether it's on the Today Show, whether it's on Call Her Daddy. She's doing sit-down interviews with mm. everybody. Mm. And now Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, has sent a legal cease and desist letter to Jamie Lynn.
From Britney.
From Britney.
Saying, stop talking about me.
Correct.
Well, she's right.
Right.
Like, these people, the whole entire family has leached millions of dollars off her. Mm-hmm. She's not, Britney is, she's not right. She has some issues.
Yes.
And they, rather than take care of her, the old man, I saw yesterday, the old man was able to basically steal $30 million from her.
Right.
$30
million. Jesus. Leave Britney alone. Yeah,
that's how I feel. Leave the, let her get on with her life. Doesn't she, is she pregnant? Doesn't she want to have kids?
She wants to have children.
She wants to have more kids. Like, just let her live her life. You've tortured her enough.
And shouldn't the sister be writing a book about herself?
Herself, rather not about her sister.
Right. They're all leeches, yeah. wigs.
Yeah. Well, so
I know that.
I did listen to the Call Her Daddy interview with Jamie Lynn Spears, and she is talking about herself, mm-hmm. but she does include stories that are salacious,
yeah.
and like, I'm not reading Jamie Lynn Spears' book to learn more about Jamie Lynn Spears. I'm right. I'm reading
you
it.
You like the drama.
Correct. I want to know more about Britney.
But, right. and but she's written, no, she's written a book. Nobody's going to buy her book.
Right.
They're buying the book because she writes about Britney. Like,
right.
Britney's right.
I
like,
hate that.
Stop yep. talking about me. All right, anything else?
Well, Cardi B is doing good in the world. She's helping to pay for the funerals of victims of that high-rise fire that killed 17 in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's good.
So she's helping those families and
nice.
The funeral costs.
Yeah.
There was also a 37-year-old guy from Louisiana who was in a high-speed chase. He didn't stop his car because he wanted to finish the burger he had just bought.
Oh, from where?
It didn't say what burger spot. They should have, because that would have been good pub
Louisiana?
In Louisiana, yep.
Well, you know, you probably know, probably know a good burger joint in Louisiana.
I'm trying to think of some burger joints down there that you could think of. There might be a couple In-N-Out burgers down there.
We have Wendy's.
Yeah, this is something you got to be.
Cookout, maybe.
Ooh, Cookout's got some good burgers. Yeah, that's a Southern
Cookout.
Thing. Yeah, man.
One of the best milkshakes you've ever had.
Oh,
too.
They just opened a Sweet Green.
Right. I'm surprised you were in Charlotte. That's big in the Carolinas
cookout.
They don't have it at the airport, though. You have to go pretty far.
I've never heard of it.
Well,
it's really good.
Oh, yeah. They got a nice list of burgers.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, we will get to What Are We Doing?, which is sponsored, Curtis. You mentioned that earlier this morning.
By AAA, who I love. Been a member of AAA for 20 years.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that and other things next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.